know, we all notice that it's hard to understand the climate. You know, there's the famous example of Senator Inhofe bringing a, you know, snowball to the floor of the Senate and saying it's cold outside, therefore climate change isn't real. And that is, it's just a misunderstanding, an understandable misunderstanding, I think, but a misunderstanding of just the scale at which the world works. So this book, it's over half imagery and half maps, so it can display the world as a whole, you know, as a piece. And the goal was just to explain how, you know, how this works, why weather 1,000 miles away really does influence your weather here, why when it's cold in the east, on the East Coast or in Michigan, it can be quite warm in Alaska. During some of these cold air outbreaks when I was living, yeah. I was living in Alaska, you know, it was cold in the East Coast. It was actually warmer in Alaska than it was in, you know, in Michigan. So but once you get into explaining, like, oh, this is what drives climate. This is how the, you know, how atmosphere works. This is how land works. You have to talk about climate change because it just comes naturally out of it. So I hope folks will read this book with an open mind, not even trying to be convinced, just trying to understand how the world works, how climate works,